And now this is a dictation for Beth, B-E-T-H, McCool, M-C-C-O-O-L, December 31, 51. Address is selected to Megan, M-E-G-A-N, Boyk, B-O-Y-K, 5397747. Dear Dr. Boyk, a follow-up for Mr. Cool, advanced renal failure, hypertension, last visit in April. Feeling tired all the time, comes with a walker, dry skin, stable weight appetite, frequent nausea, vomiting, uses Sofran, constipation or bleeding, no gross changes in urine, some incontinence, no cloudiness of blood, stable dyspnea, no oxygen, orthopnea, PND, no purulent material hemoptysis and upper respiratory symptoms, no chest pain, palpitation, or syncope, doesn't smoke, no purulent material hemoptysis, doesn't check blood pressure at home, in the office apparently okay. He gets help from caregivers 3 days a week, review system otherwise negative, she's not interested on dialysis, medication list review. I will highlight the diuretics, beta blockers, potassium replacement. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, blood pressure by nurse 150/278, weight 144. Lungs are clear. No pleural effusion consolidation, distant from smoking. No arrhythmia, no pericardial rap. No ascites tenderness, no major edema. Alert oriented time 3, non-focal. No tremors, no asterixis. Next paragraph. Chemistry in August, creatinine 2.1, which is stable, no progression, representing a GFR 24 stage 4, electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, normal, phosphorus elevated. We discuss about low phosphorus diets, anemia 11.5. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 4. Monitor for progression, presently no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. She's not interested in dialysis, still smoking, chronic bronchitis, no respiratory failure. We discuss about elevated phosphorus and restricted diet. In terms of anemia, no EPO treatment, continue present regimen, other chemistry is stable, come back in 6 months. No dialysis interest.